equipping you daily, fortifying your faith, a source of help and hope for hurting homes and broken hearts. Rod Parsley is anchoring you in the timeless truths of God's Word to propel you forward in victory. This is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
People all the time asking one another, how you feeling? We ought to ask each other, how you praising? How's your shout? How's your dance? How's your victory? Yes? Not how you feeling. That's the lowest part of your tripartite being. Your body, why are you always checking with your body about everything? Book says the spirit of a man or woman, not their body, their spirit will sustain all their infirmity. Yes. Well, that's, you know, you got sickness in your body, your spirit will take care of that. You got sickness in your finances, your spirit will take care of that. Because the spirit and the word always agree. I said they always agree. Now, I understand that most Jesus followers today, or so-called, have a bit of difficulty understanding the will of God. They're always checking with their body, and they don't understand that their spirit agrees with the word, and the words that Jesus says to us are spirit and they are life. Yeah. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, let us look to Jesus, not pastor, not the Dow Jones Industrial, not the stock market, certainly not Washington, D.C., certainly not a politician. Let us look to Jesus. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. Now, how can you say, I don't have any faith, when Jesus said he wrote yours? Say, I have faith. No, say it like you mean it. I have faith. And my faith works. It moves mountains. It pays my bills. Heals my body. Gives me strength. Gives me joy. Gives me peace. Hallelujah. I have faith. Faith in God will move your mighty mountain. Faith in God will calm the tempest in the sea of your life. Faith in God will cool the fevered brow of your infant child. Faith will make a way where there is no way. Faith will heal your children. Faith will give you a future, and it's a good one, full of blessing. Faith will make you the head and not the tail, the first and not the last, above and not beneath. Faith will make you an overcomer. Faith will make you a victor. Faith will give you strength. Faith will give you wisdom. Faith will give you hope. Because faith is the substance. Be seated. The substance, the tangibility. Faith is the tangibility of what you hope for. Hope is the foundation of faith. You cannot get to faith lest first you have hope. So stop saying, I am hopeless. This is hopeless. What am I going to do? Why don't you shout to God, what are you going to do? This is your Father's world. Your life is hidden with Christ in God. Woo! Faith will make you strong. Now faith the Hebrew writer said, is the substance, the tangibility of things you hope for until what you hope for becomes faith, and then faith becomes the tangibility. If you don't learn how to have it before it shows up, you just living on leftovers. Say, faith is the tangibility of what I'm hoping for. So when you can't grab it, grab faith. What is the devil going to do with a group of people that may not have it, but know they shall? Have faith in God. For truly I say to you, that whosoever shall say to this mountain, Mark 11:22, be thou removed and be thou cast in the sea, shall not doubt in his heart. Quit worrying about what's in your head. The spiritually dead are led by their head. It doesn't matter what your head says. Your head will walk past the bakery and see a coconut cream pie and tell your belly you want the whole thing, because your mind is crazy. Your mind will think anything that someone uses the art of persuasion on. But God is not a manipulator. God is a leader, and he leads by your spirit. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the tangibility of what you're hoping for. Now let's get your hope stirred up. I sense that God wants to do miracles in several areas, in protection and in provision and in peace. I believe there are a significant number of people under attack. Now listen. The young woman that types things up for me will tell you, we were typing at 2:00 this morning and all day yesterday. So it's not I don't want to preach. I do, believe me. Up again at 7 this morning working till what right 2 seconds before I walked in this room on what I believed God wanted me to bring today. But I cannot, after 51 years of obeying the Spirit of God, adjust my sails to his wind when he wants to do something. And today, we're going to break everything that's breaking your peace. Everything. If you've had enough, shout enough is enough. Shout it ends today. I want to pray about protection. You're going to school. You've got grandchildren going to school. You've got children going to school. We've got buses running everywhere. We got children running out in the roads. We've got crazy people possessed by devils that want to harm children. And if you've had enough, shout enough's enough. And then, as I just shared with you, I've been knowing for about the past 8 weeks that you are under attack with your finances. But as I prayed about it, Spirit of God said to me, most of it is fear. You listen to that TV, and if you want to know how much truth you're getting, just pull up. There's a thing on your screen. Shows 4 different newscasts going on at the same time. just click from one to the other, and every one of them would be telling you a different story. And you believe that stuff. Listen, we're not in that kingdom. Everything in, you better get this, ma'am, sir, you better hear me. Everything in this kingdom is diametrically opposed to everything in that kingdom. They're mutually exclusive. You can't keep one foot in the carnal world system and the other foot in the kingdom of God. You're not going to be good at either one. You got to sell out. You got to surrender. It's God's way or bust. And I believe he's ready to give you miracles today. I believe when you walk out these doors, look those doors. I believe when you walk out those doors, you're walking into a new season of victory. 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 Don't patty cake. I told you, open your mouth and shout. You have to do something. Stir yourself up. You've been putting up with too much. I said you're living beneath your privilege. God's trying to pull you up higher. At least get in agreement with it. Are you ready? What are the areas we're going to pray about? Protection, provision, peace, protection, provision, peace, protection, provision, peace. Are you ready? You need protection. Provision, peace, and you don't mean maybe, you're willing to make a move toward God. I've just heard something. God just told me that prodigal son had to come to himself, sitting there in that pig pen. That wasn't made for him. So he started talking to himself. He said words like, self, what am I doing here? I wish you'd say that to yourself today. Why are you sitting down in the mud? You're not made for the mud. You're made to come on up higher. You're made to inherit the kingdom. But that prodigal had to walk all the way back home. But the book said his father had been waiting and watching, because you can't outrun mercy. I said you can't outrun mercy. And God's gonna pour out mercy today and answer the prayer to the mess you're in. Is finished. Do you hear me? It is finished. This is it. It's over. Finished. Now lift your hands and say, peace. Not as the world gives. Supernatural. Abiding. I receive it now. Now talk in tongues. Receive it. Stop fighting. It's yours. It's yours. Take it. Take it. Peace. 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 Shout, get behind me, Satan.
Right now, in the final days of 2025, you've got a choice to make. You're at a strategic inflection point where you can't go on like you are. You've got to make a decision. You got to go left or you got to go right. You got to go forward or you got to go back. You got to make a choice. You've heard for 12 months on this breakthrough broadcast that it's God's desire that you enter into a set appointed time of double grace, double favor, and double blessing. The difference, of course, between favor moving into your life and the lack of it is very simple. It's an instruction. When you follow the instruction, you release God to release His favor upon your life. And you always remember this, will you? Favor is never fair, but it's free. I've seen staff members struggling through the years with a computer issue, trying to operate, trying to find their way out of it in their own intellectual power without an instruction manual. After minutes or sometimes hours, excuse me, of frustration, they'll finally call, you know, the IT, information technology department, and their first instruction is usually to reboot the device, like turn it off, let it rest, and turn it back on. When the proper instruction is followed, get me, favor flows forth. It was just that easy. And today, my dear partner, my friend, my fellow believer, it is my prayer, and God answers my prayers. Did you hear me? I believe that. Jesus stood out in front of the tomb of Lazarus, and he said, Father, I know you hear me always. Well, I'm an heir and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. And I believe he hears and answers our prayers. And my prayer is that every blessing of God Almighty will flow into your life. Bless your family, multiply your financial stability, and move into one very critical area of your life where you need the hand of God now. The instruction you follow is simply this. So, a Psalm 91 seed to enter into by faith. And that seed is the movement of faith, you see. Faith is always an act, always a movement. So sow a Psalm 91 seed and believe him that you're going to break free from the power of fear in your life. I want you to do as I do, seek the Holy Spirit's direction about the specific seed that the Holy Spirit is directing you to sow. And then immediately act on that instruction. You can pick up your phone. You can call right now while the Holy Spirit of God is moving. I sense His Spirit. He's moving in a powerful and profound and prophetic way right now. So pick up that phone. Call that number. I don't know what God, the Holy Spirit, is speaking to you. Could be a seed of $91. Might be $910. Sown in faith, wrapped in expectancy, and with your faith attached to it. always, always include your prayer request. For our New Year's Eve celebration, we're calling it Countdown to Your Victory.
2026 can be your best year ever as you ignite your faith to blast away fear and walk confidently in victory. Dr. Parsley is standing boldly with you, believing for 4 God-sent blessings in the new year: power, peace, protection, and provision for every need. Take up the shield of faith and claim God's promised protection. Sow your Psalm 91 seed faith gift today as a declaration that you believe His promises and are ready to receive His blessings. For your generous Psalm 91 seed of $91 or more, you'll receive 4 powerful resources. Keep your faith strong as you read Psalm 91 from this beautiful print. The book, Fear Not, written specifically to help you and those you love overcome fear. The new 4-part video series, Faith, the Antidote to Fear, and To Walk Each Day in Victory, the enhanced and expanded 365-day devotional, Every Day Matters, from Rod and Joni Parsley. And for those special friends who sow $1,000 or more, we've commissioned an exclusive Shield of Faith from the award-winning Wendell August Forge, a stunning work of art that declares God's protection over your home. Please include your prayer requests for the Countdown to Your Victory New Year's Eve service. Call day or night, write, or visit rodparsley.com. Choose faith. It's the antidote to fear.
Well, you have absolutely heard the Word of God today. I don't know when I felt the anointing so strongly on a daily broadcast of Breakthrough as I have today. And when this Word comes alive and active in your life, that's exactly when you'll often face, hear me, your greatest opposition. When God gives you a promise, you got to get ready. What do I mean? You got to dig a ditch. Before you ever see a cloud in the sky, you've got to stand in faith. Lest you be double-minded and unstable, James said, in all your ways. It's time to pray a hedge of protection, guarding the blessing that God is preparing to release into your life in 2026. But you've got to get ready for 2026 now. And I want you to wrap your faith around Psalm 91. Psalm 91. A Psalm 91 seed of protection and promise can be the expression of your faith. As 2025 comes to an end, always remember this, you enter a new season the way you left the old one. This is the time right now between the two to look back and consider all you've sown into God's kingdom this year. And then take account. Don't be found lacking in your obedience to the command of God. Keep the portal of His blessing open with the seed that He's already placed in your hand. I don't know what the amount of your seed should be. That's not for me to tell you. I can suggest things to see if your spirit bears witness with it. I want you to know that you can enter 2026 free from the grasp and the tentacles of fear, full of God's power, His peace, His protection, and His provision. I believe it. I'm believing with you for it. So go ahead, get your phone, open it up, and call that number right there on your screen right now. So your very best, Psalm 91 seed, as you sow or give your very best to bless the work of the Lord, $50, $91, $1,000, put your foot down spiritually and declare, I will not have another year like the one I've spent. I'm ready for God to bless me now. Pick up that phone, dial that number. You can't dial, you don't have a dial. Press that number into your phone, or you can visit rodparsley.com. But please, please, please remember to send your most urgent prayer request so that we can pray over them together on December 31st, New Year's Eve, together, live around the world. Thank you, and God richly bless you.
2026 can be your best year ever as you ignite your faith to blast away fear and walk confidently in victory. Dr. Parsley is standing boldly with you, believing for four God-sent blessings in the new year: power, peace, protection, and provision for every need. Take up the shield of faith and claim God's promised protection. Sow your Psalm 91 seed faith gift today as a declaration that you believe His promises and are ready to receive His blessings. For your generous Psalm 91 seed of $91 or more, you'll receive four powerful resources. Keep your faith strong as you read Psalm 91 from this beautiful print. The book, Fear Not, written specifically to help you and those you love overcome fear. The new four-part video series, Faith, the Antidote to Fear, and To Walk Each Day in Victory. The enhanced and expanded 365-day devotional, Every Day Matters, from Rod and Joni Parsley. And for those special friends who sow $1,000 or more, we've commissioned an exclusive Shield of Faith from the award-winning Wendell August Forge, a stunning work of art that declares God's protection over your home. Please include your prayer requests for the Countdown to Your Victory New Year's Eve service. Call day or night, write, or visit rodparsley.com. Choose faith. It's the antidote to fear.
Celebrating more than 50 years of soul-winning ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley. New ministry content drops every Tuesday with the Rod Parsley Podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.